This is KUT. I'm David Brown, the Texas Standard.
Following a punishing loss to Republican Senator Dan Patrick in the race for Lieutenant Governor, Leticia Vandepute appears ready to run again, but not for her seat in the Senate. Now the third-generation San Antonian is ending speculation about her future by announcing plans to campaign for the seat recently held by HUD Secretary Julian Castro, namely Mayor of San Antonio. Senator Vandepute joins us now. Senator, what made you want to throw your hat in the ring?
The people of San Antonio. It was the overwhelming outpouring and support and asking of community leaders, of elected officials, of business leaders, of current and former council members and mayors that had asked me to consider continuing my public service, but to do so as mayor of San Antonio. And that was the key part of my decision, was listening to the people that I represent and have for 20 years, asking me to come home.
But there are a lot of Texas Democrats statewide who are going to say, well, wow, here we have the outcome, the results of the November election, which led to major victories for Republicans. And one of the leading voices among Texas Democrats will no longer be in the Senate. What do you say to them?
I am so proud of the work that I've been able to accomplish as state senator and as a legislator for now almost 24 years. I have loved the Senate, and it was a very difficult decision. I was ready to get back and to work, and had visited election night with Senator Patrick. He was very gracious, and I know that I would have been able to adapt to any new sort of paradigm, still working and fighting for the families in San Antonio. So I would hope, no, I'm not running from the Senate. I'm running for mayor of San Antonio. And I am leaving the Senate with a great admiration for the body of the Senate and the Texas legislature. And I expect to be in the Senate until a successor is fully sworn in.
And how do you imagine, should you be elected mayor, how do you imagine San Antonio might be different under Mayor Vandepute compared to, say, Mayor Julian Castro?
We've had wonderful mayors in Julian Castro and in Phil Hardberger recently, but Lila Cockrell, Henry Cisneros, and visionaries even in the early parts of the 50s, in the 70s, when they brought Hemisphere to San Antonio. What I see is that I bring a type of leadership that is cooperative, that is inclusive, that is very respectful, and that is laser-focused on outcomes. I work in a framework of, you know, there's 140 days and you've got to get this done. And my forte in the legislature hasn't been because I'm the smartest girl in the room, but it's because I work at bringing people together and working with both sides of the aisle on any issue, rural and urban or Democrat, Republican, Independent. It is about bringing people together to work on the common goal. I can do that as mayor, work with council, and make sure that San Antonio is going to be the next great American city.
Well, Senator, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us, and good luck with your mayoral campaign.
Thank you so much, David. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.